Welcome to Everyday Drinkers, episode number 9. Amaretto. Yeah, we ask you to... Was I a little too enthusiastic? It was the margarita head.
You were very enthusiastic.
All right, cool. We ask you to respect the laws, drink responsibly, and all that shit. I am your host, Derek Schomer, and I have with me today Doug from North Carolina, like normal, Dave from Massachusetts, like normal, and wait, there's more. It's like a Brawny ad. No, not really. Podcast producer Luke Lydahl from Iowa, where the first computer was developed.
Salutations. Oh, yeah.
Bitches.
Developed the first computer, bitches.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys do anything else besides potatoes? Oh, wait, that's Idaho, right? That's different. You don't have the funny little shape to your state.
Yeah.
All right, so before we lay down the pipes for our tequila episode, we wanted to get our producer on the horn so that he could share with us the greatness of Amaretto, because he likes to drink girly drinks.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what is your problem with beer? Tell me how this works. In wine. Oh, in hard alcohol. You don't actually like to drink, do you?
Oh, sure I do.
You got a lot of...
Beer just tastes absolutely rancid to me.
So you're more into the fruity, estrogen-inclined drinking habits, like sweeter liquors.
All right. Yeah.
So what you're trying to say is you enjoy being sick and hungover.
That's true, yeah.
I have never once been hungover or sick.
You're sick right now. It's just fucking Amaretto. Now, wait a minute. So how can you not... Oh, you just drink moderately. You don't know how to really drink is what you're saying.
Yeah, you know that whole moderation thing? They're talking about me in there.
My God.
Yeah, what's that again?
Why? I mean, the whole point of drinking is to give your liver a workout so that you know that when it's in its time of need, it will be there for you. If you don't...
And you know what? I drink just like I work out. Not very much.
Oh.
And very sparingly when I do.
That's so, like, unmanly. I mean, you know what your problem is? You need to go pound enough Amaretto and sours that you just fall under the table. And you know what's weird, though? I got the sour mix, 35 grams of sugar.
Really?
I'm worried for my whatever sugar does to you problem. What is it? I can't remember.
It would be diabetes.
Yes! Diabetes. I'm going to totally get diabetes from this sour mix.
I hope so.
I don't. Wait. No, that's not a good thing. So, anyway, so I found out if we did an episode, because we wanted to get Luke in here before the tequila one, because he's not really into tequila, and this was as good a time as any, so we figured, you know, we can transition in there. I know you guys talked about the Serrano in the liquor podcast, and you guys were like all like creaming your jeans over this shit, so I figured it must be good. Now, I'm not a big Amaretto fan.
Whoa. I wouldn't necessarily say creaming my jeans.
It also, remember the perspective, right? I mean, we were doing it right after we had the Frangelico, which was interesting to say the least, right?
Oh, yeah. It was like you threw up in your mouth and swallowed it again.
Right. So to have something that actually tasted good after that was not a bad thing.
Can I cream in my sweatpants?
And if you wish to, you can do whatever you want. I don't know what the rules are in Iowa, if there's like some sort of thing against that. Like, I know like certain states you can't have blowjobs in public. Something like that. If it's like that, then, you know, do whatever's within the laws of your own realm.
And there are probably more laws that involve sheep than we're accustomed to. But
right.
We don't have sheep in Iowa.
Oh. Oh, yeah, you have computers.
Yeah, what exactly do you have in Iowa, exactly? That's one of the few places I have not been.
Cows.
Corn. Okay. You have corn?
We have cows. Actually have less corn than a neighboring state, Kansas, I think.
They have a lot of corn?
Evidently. So they have more than we do anyway.
But you kick their ass when it comes to cows.
God damn it. Yes, we do.
Nice.
You know what you could do, though? Like rock, paper, scissors. You can fucking run your cows right in there in a herd and wreck all their corn. Just blow right through it like a fucking herd right through there. Fucking, there's your corn, bitches! Yeah. Here you go.
Derek, did you get into the pixie sticks again or something?
What's I had.
My God, man.
You know, if we actually organized a cow stampede through a cornfield, you know, Iowa would be even worse off than it is right now in stereotypes.
Actually, what you want to do is train the cows to be able to do crop circles. That would be bad.
Dude, you probably only need one or two cows for that. And with all your cows, you know how many fucking crop circles you can make? Wheat, corn, fucking sugar cane? Nothing. The world is your fucking oyster.
Sugar cane?
Well, I couldn't think of anything else that was green.
That's too far north.
North? I thought sugar cane was south.
I thought sugar cane was like overseas.
No, they have it in Louisiana, don't they?
In south.
Louisiana. Anyway, that sugarcane is way beyond the point of amaretto, because this is Italian. So yeah, we decided it would have a good transition to get Luke in here, and he could tell us why he likes amaretto and doesn't drink beer, which he already explained. Wait, did you actually say why you don't like beer?
Because it tastes rancid.
Oh, rancid. Wow, good memory. Quiz. You get an A+ there, Doug. The drink lineup. I don't know what everybody else has, but this is... Oh, Doug, I think you have what I have. So, Doug, what are you drinking for your amarettos?
I'm going to preference what I'm about to say as far as my amaretto goes with big shout out to Mark out in the Five Points area, who totally bailed my ass out, and I actually had a bottle of amaretto at his house that he was kind enough to swing by and drop off so I could actually participate, because I realized at like 9:15 last night that I had not gone out to the liquor store.
You
and
dumbass.
Being in the great state of North Carolina, you can't get alcohol on Sundays.
That's yeah, this is the second time Jesus you've done cry. That.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep, happened with the brandy. Happened with this one too. That said, I have Amaretto di Amore.
Now, is yours in a big circle glass? A circle thingy? With ripples on it? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
It's Amaretto of Love.
Does yours open? Mine doesn't open very well.
Yeah.
Oh, and I get like flakes on the end of mine because all the pictures are falling off. Well, I decided because, and this is a shame now that Doug doesn't have it, but now at least he has something to compare it to. I went out and I purchased myself a 375 milliliter bottle of Di Saronno Originale. That's Italian for original. And I also have...
Your linguistic skills never fail to amaze.
I know. It's awesome.
Are you going to start reading soon? Because yep. I would just...
Yes,
that
I will start reading.
That will make my editing hell.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Oh,
maybe
this is...
Maybe we ought to get like an Amaretto pop-up book for you.
I have a question. Is Amaretto supposed to have floaties?
No.
Okay, my second drink is a slightly tainted... Amaretto di Amore liqueur is from my college days, so that was the 99 I graduated, so it's 9 years old. There's probably about, I'd say, 25% of the bottle left or less, and it has suspicious floaties. So
you should not drink that, man.
Why? Remember
Wait,
the other
when's the last tetanus shot you got?
It doesn't matter. Last time I drank the winter ale, and it was like, I don't know what was in it. It has sediment on the bottom, and it doesn't normally have sediment, and I'm fine. Alcohol, remember, you have to remember, folks, alcohol actually clears the body of diseases. Think about it, rubbing alcohol, lots of things you put on your skin, like iodine, same shit, all to, like, kind of cleanse the area of a wound. I don't see the problem with floaties. Maybe it's just the top.
All right, so now is when we probably ought to put in a disclaimer of some kind that if you, you know, get a snake bite or cut your wrist open or something, don't listen to Derek.
Oh, wait. Let me tell you something. There's a Darwin Award for the first person who listens to me for survival skills on a drinking podcast. Come on. I mean, make use of common sense.
Point. That's natural selection right there.
Right.
Derek, you are going to die from drinking this amaretto, and you're going to make the top of Dig.
Oh, I will. And there'll be a podcast. It's going to be 7 gigabytes because I'll pass out and die, but the thing's going to keep recording.
So essentially, I'm here as a, you know, somewhat in training stand-in for Derek.
Yes, you're in training. You need to learn to drink beer first.
I wouldn't say need.
It would help.
Yeah. Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
What do you select for amaretto this week? You have one, two, ten, six.
Yeah, I just got one this time. I went nuts last time with all the Belgians and stuff, so I had a bottle of Amaretto di Serrano around. So I'm just using that.
Good. That's what I got, and I got the floaty one.
It's not like there's a shitload of choices when it comes to amaretto. I mean, I've got this amaretto cream stuff in the fridge too, but
there was four of them at the store. There was Jenkins. And Jenkins was weird. It was one of those big 750, very kind of boring bottles that kind of looks like... You ever look at the vodka bottles that are just clear, and you're like, that can't be good? It was like that. Like a 750 milliliter of Jenkins amaretto for like $5.99.
Like one of those, almost like De Kruypers or whatever, where they have all the different, you know, cream de menthe, all those kind of things.
But it wasn't the same shape as the pucker shape ones. It was more like you know what it was like? It was like a coffee liqueur mix, like an all-in-one mix. It looked like the same type of bottle, like a big tube type bottle. made of plastic. It was not good.
Classy.
Yeah, and then they had some other stuff that I couldn't. It must have been Italian. I don't know what it was, but
plastic bottles are pretty good because when you pass out in the gutter, they don't break. You know.
Well, I mean, when you pass out in the gutter, are you going to drink the bottle the next day? If it's not broken. Maybe. Oh well.
Yes.
There's your answer.
Well, I guess the question was, were you a humanities major?
No. Don't they study green power and shit? I can't remember what you're doing in humanities.
No.
What?
Never mind. Okay. Hey, Luke, what are you drinking? Well, at least for
I got me a bottle of Di Serrano Originale as well.
So there's a 50-50 chance that somebody's going to have Di Serrano or higher.
Yeah.
Is yours a brand new bottle or is yours a well-used?
Which makes me seem more manly.
You've lost at that point, so you could just go with what you got.
Okay, it's brand new.
Brand new.
about 2 hours old at this point.
Oh, okay, so mine is two, but my other Amaretto's, the floaty one, that one's the one that's already been tapped. You're so worried about, like, diseases and stuff, Doug. You need to just calm down.
No, man, I just don't want you to die.
I'm not... Dude!
It's not about me at this point. It's all about you, man.
How bad can an Amaretto that's 8 years old really be that's been opened? Maybe it's just backwash, you know? It's probably just fine.
I have to give you a little bit of credit in the sense that if you say the same thing about, like, Irish cream...
Oh, no. Okay. Anything with the word cream in it, floaties, bad. Like, Bailey's, when you put Bailey's and it curdles, like, before you put the creme de menthe in, that's something you throw out. Because it actually has an expiration date on it. People might not know this, but if you look at a Bailey's bottle, there is an expiration date. I don't follow it, but I wait until it curdles, and then I throw it out.
Wait, I'm looking.
Look.
So this other stuff that I have is Talea, T-A-L-E-A, Amaretto Cream. And the thing that concerns me about it is that looking around online, it seems to not be in stock anywhere. I get the impression that it's not made anymore.
Recalled?
I haven't seen any recalls for, like, you know, flipper babies or anything, but it's... Oh, and there goes our thalidomide audience.
Oh, really? Okay. It's always nice to kill off a whole segment of audience each show.
Yeah, that's not a particularly large one. So.
No. Man.
We're getting down to very specifics at this point.
Yeah, like, we're going to start calling out people by name. Billy. Billy's an asshole. There he goes. All right, next.
I don't think there are very many Billies in the world, though.
That's why I got the right one. That's how I know I called him out. Oh. There's really one, and he's in Texas.
Why are you just calling out one at a time? That's so inefficient.
He threw his headset down. It's like, fuck those guys.
Hopefully it did so at work.
Well, I figured it would be efficient enough if I only know the people's names. I don't want to enumerate a whole list of people all at once and then tell them all to fuck off. I want to be creative. Everybody's going to have a different reason. Anyway, so are you going to review the creamy stuff there, Dave? Or are you just telling us you got it?
I don't think so. No? I mean, I talked about it a little bit during the liqueur cast that we did. It tastes like amaretto and cream put together. It's nothing special. So
you just get some milk and you got yourself the same thing.
Exactly. Cheaper to use milk. And in fact, the Di Serrano tastes better. So just go with that.
All right. I could do that.
By the way, I'm looking around online just to see if there are other brands of Amaretto available, and I'm finding shit like Mr. Boston Amaretto Liqueur, $5.99 a liter.
I should have gotten that.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Nice.
Guaranteed that sounds awesome. To make you blind.
Or give you bloody stool. So, what do you call, or what is Amaretto? Because I once thought it was more like a licorice, like a red licorice, but I was wrong.
Dude, your taste buds are fucked.
Yeah, I was in college, and it was usually after I had a lot to drink. No, I'm the type of guy who pulls out the creepy shit like Amaretto D'Amour after I'm already fucked up.
You're not the one who forgot what sour tasted like last time. That was Doug, so...
That was me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doug's an idiot sometimes. Oh, there goes another person. Oh, wait, no, he's on the cast. He can't go anywhere.
He can still go.
There he goes. You back yet?
Yeah.
Anyway, did you guys know that Amaretto is an almond liqueur with its roots in Italy?
As a matter of fact, I did, Gabby.
Because it's got originale and stuff. Oh, and it also says product of Italy, which always gives it away.
No, because Wikipedia told me.
Oh, well, you could use Wikipedia. I did some of that, too. It's made of a base of apricot or almond pits. I don't even know what an almond pit is, but it can also be both. Does it? Why don't? Why would you? Isn't that the almond itself, the pit? Just so. Fucking stomp on it and throw it in a distillery or some shit. You add some spice, your flavor, you got yourself amaretto. Don't know anything about making amaretto myself. Some say that it's kind of like a sweet cherry-like flavor.
Cherry.
Hold on.
You know what it is? I think it tastes like maraschino cherries to some people.
Yeah. It smells like it. I just opened the Di Serono bottle for the first time. I like how...
People go, oh, it tastes like a cherry. Well, all right, not really.
ooh. It does have a nice flavor.
Not like a fresh cherry, like a...
Like a stale one, like, with floaties.
By the way, just to point out how accurate Wikipedia can be, there's a line in this that says, mixing amaretto with cola results in taste similar to cherry cola or Dr. Pepper, but with alcohol. Well, no shit.
Don't worry, dude. I quoted that. Hold on. I got more for that one. Yeah. I did.
Wait, Derek's going to...
I quoted that on Wikipedia, yeah.
That's fantastic, but with alcohol, and that got by, you know, peer review? Great.
Well, dude, have you ever tried to edit a wiki? My God, people are on you like flies on rice. Wait, that doesn't make sense. Like white on rice. They're like, no, fail, and they remove your shit. Like, what the fuck? Anyway, so it's popular in mixed drinks over ice, or if you want to, just drink it straight. However, I think, and some people use this as an after-dinner drink or a dessert drink, which is kind of cool. Literally, amaretto means somewhat bitter. Now, I've done translations, and everybody who's done this is like somewhat bitter, moderately bitter, kind of bitter. So I'm guessing it doesn't directly translate correct. Whatever, it's fucking somewhat bitter, right? I don't think it's, you know, to me, I don't taste any bitterness at all, but I'm not a pro.
So you know what it tastes a little bit like to me is, cherries. Remember back when we were doing the wannabe Mai Tai recipe?
Yep.
That aranya... About the white shit that you dump in.
What? Orgeat syrup?
Yeah, that one.
That's an almond syrup.
Exactly. It tastes like that, but with alcohol.
And you don't need nutrition facts on the back of this, but that other stuff's like pure sugarcane. And where do you get sugarcane, Doug? Up north.
Louisiana?
Yeah, down
overseas.
South. Correct. Overseas.
Yeah, that's a major Canadian export, I believe. Yeah.
The only thing they export to Canada is ice. So, legend has it that the amaretto was first created in the 16th century and has been a fancy for everybody, and it has a great backstory. Check this out. According to the story, in 1525, the Renaissance painter, Leonardo da Vinci, and his student, you can edit that, right? Right. And his student... I'm going to go with that. Bernardino Luini were in Serono, Italy.
I should just interject. Just type in amaretto into Wikipedia. You'll read it much faster than Derek will. Feel free to fast forward.
Basically, they were painting a fucking church. How's this? This is the ghetto version. They were painting a church, right? So this chick, she was hot, right? But she was a widow. And the painter kind of fell in love with her, and he was kind of taken to her and doing the thing. And so she wanted to show off how much she liked the thing he was doing to her, and she made him this special drink in his honor, and the amaretto was born. It's kind of a labor of love, says wisegeek.com. Now, he, of course, I paraphrased it and threw a little eubonics in there, but you know where I'm going with that, right? Basically, no. Some chick invented it, and all of a sudden, it was good. This is kind of
an interesting thing. Now, what else tastes like almonds that you probably don't want to be eating or drinking?
Almonds? I hate almonds.
Balls?
Nuts?
M&M's with almonds? I love those.
Poop. I don't know. Where are we going with this?
Think poison.
What? Oh, wait. Fucking... I can't remember the one that... the fucking... I don't remember the name of the poison, but... Arsenic!
Almond poison?
Arsenic.
I already
there
said
you go.
Yeah.
Now, I was right?
Yeah. I heard you say it, so I just said it louder, so it would make it sound like I meant it.
Now, before amaretto or whatever the origin of it comes up, and people are pretty aware that this poison tastes like almonds, if some chick that you don't know comes up to you with a glass of something random and says, hey, drink this, and it smells like almonds, are you going to do it? Really?
Yep.
Not anymore.
Wait. Yeah. Okay, let me pose a question back at you. How hot is she?
All right, yeah, good point.
Because, you know...
Is this in a bar or at a house?
it better be at a house, because why would the hell would a chick be fixing me a drink at a bar? I'd be like, bitch, get out of there. That's another guy's job.
Well, it's the bartender.
Well, if the bartender, I could, if I fell in love with the bartender, I know she's just trying to goo-goo eye me for the tips. So that's not true love.
Any female listeners are now gone. Well done.
No, just bartenders. Okay. Yeah, so but before I lose anybody else, they go on to say that the original recipe was a basis for amaretto, and basically anything that's made from these, I think the Amaretto di Amore or one of these guys, and the Di Saronno is supposed to be what that original recipe that she gave this guy that tastes like almonds and wasn't arsenic was supposed to be based on. And I don't really buy that story because, I don't know, it looks like they just threw in some popular names and they said that's where it was born. It's a great marketing idea. But the
just another little side note, wasn't Leonardo da Vinci gay, or wasn't he thought to be gay?
Well, then his student, Bernardino, was probably his homosexual lover, and he was probably playing the part to make this girl want him so that they'd get a discount on the church. This doesn't sound good.
The great masters were thought to be gay.
This is sort of like the Da Vinci Code just gone horribly, horribly wrong. Isn't it?
The code was actually amaretto.
Oh, you gave away the ending. What a dick.
I tend to be a dick.
Dick.
Yep, I know.
So, wait, they must have changed the ending for the movie then, because I don't remember amaretto being in it.
Yeah, they always do that, though.
It's an alternate ending on the DVD.
Right.
You got to get the DVD. That's all there is to it.
Rosebud sled.
It's hidden. You have to type up, down, left, right, BA, select, start to get the actual thing to come out on the DVD. Nice. Now,
wait, would I have to do that on my PlayStation controller or something?
Yes, only on the Blu-ray. Exactly. Mm. So now you're going to go buy it on Blu-ray, and that's always more expensive for the same thing. Now, there's an alternate ending to this amaretto story as well. Apparently, this Lazzarani family here in Saronno, Italy, claims that they were the ones who invented this shit. I don't know. They said that they invented it, some sort of cookie, in 1786, which is a lot later than 1525. So they obviously have to be wrong.
You should put that in Wikipedia, because it might not be obvious that that date is later.
Yes.
Kind of like adding it to cola makes it taste like cherry cola.
Right.
But with alcohol.
Exactly.
Then in 1951, they created the amaretto liqueur, which is consistent of infusing their cookies.
1851.
And then in 14? And then in 1851, they created the amaretto liqueur, which consisted of infusions of their cookies with a little caramel color, kind of like a soda. Soda's good caramel color. So, I mean, it's kind of the same thing. Caramel color dates back, huh? Anyway, amaretto was used in a variety of ways. It could be added to ice cream. Have you ever had ice cream in amaretto? I think Doug's...
No, but I bet it would be good.
Oh,
that sounds pretty good.
I thought, yeah, I think I've had that. I thought I had it at your house, Doug, but maybe I'm wrong. Ice cream, amaretto. It's kind of like an uppity version of ice cream. I don't know. It's supposed to complement chocolate. Kinds of add a sweet almond flavoring to it, and it's not arsenic. Some chicken recipes call for amaretto, or you could just stuff a bit in your pancakes, sweeten them up a bit. I don't know about that myself. Maybe, do you think pancakes? It would burn off? If you put your pancakes on the burner, right, and then you put, I'm guessing you mix this in first, do you think that there would still be alcohol left after you cook the pancake?
Maybe trace amounts, but probably not.
Because there's not a lot. It's only 28% alcohol by volume, so I'm not sure it would be enough to get you. You'd have to eat a lot of pancakes to get fucked up. But you know what? I'd be willing to try. I love pancakes. And put some amaretto in there, and it would just be awesome. And
it's actually really a couple of my favorite desserts, like almond cake and tiramisu.
Tiramisu. Isn't there...
Well, depending on the recipe, right? But
wasn't there some drink that you said tasted like tiramisu?
Yeah, that was... The Black Russian that has amaretto in it, yeah.
Fuck! Yeah, actually, that would be bad, because last time we had a Black Russian, I almost passed out on that podcast. So
I'm doing a variant of that this week, which does taste like tiramisu, so...
You bitch. I didn't know about that one. So, you can also make non-alcoholic amaretto. Well, you could buy this non-alcoholic amaretto someplace. I don't know. I would never
look
for it.
Which does not contain alcohol.
Nope, no alcohol in there at all.
Sorry, I'm on a theme tonight.
You could put that in your hot chocolate or your coffee. You can make non-alcoholic beverages. But you know what I say to that? Fuck that! Alcohol, bitches! Dude, you should...
Did you forget your meds again?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
No. What do you mean? Every time you're like, why are you acting so crazy? Every time. Did you get it?
I know.
This is how I am.
I realize it should just accept you for who you are.
Exactly.
It's just not going to happen.
All I'm saying is pretty basic. Why would you take an alcoholic drink and make it non-alcoholic to flavor shit, like coffee? If you're drinking coffee, you should be of age, and that means you should be at least 13.
And there's an age limit for coffee?
Well, yeah. Isn't it supposed to stunt your growth if you have it too early? Dude,
no, did you have some early?
No, dude, I went to a freaking a breakfast cafe once. Yeah, I did. It was like a couple weeks ago, I went to this cafe. It's a Cookies Chuck Wagon. It's this little breakfast place. It's like a hole in the wall, but they have good food, right? And I walk in, we're sitting there waiting for like 5 minutes. This lady, her husband, and her three kids come in. They get, you know, they have the coffee at the front door, like it's a little place. And she goes and she pours a cup of coffee for each of her kids. Six. Must have been like 6, 9, and in some place in between that. And I'm like, that's just awkward. Why are you serving your kids coffee at that age? Because, like, they don't have enough energy. And I think it's stunt growth. And you end up like
coffee to one of your kids and test the theory that it might stunt growth.
Hi, this is Liam. He's the control group. And that's Brianna. Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm thinking I'm not going to do that. Hey, Dave, check this out. It is said that you can mix amaretto with soda to get a Dr. Pepper taste, only with the bonus of alcohol to boot. See, I added that to it so it doesn't sound so stupid. Have you ever done that?
I like the original work.
Yeah.
No. I fucking mixed that up like DJ Jazzy Jeff. You can drink it neat.
Wow, way to be like current and stuff.
Yeah. Dude, this shit just flows, all right? I'm just channeling. You can... Yeah. So you could also drink it neat, which is with nothing, which I'm gonna try, and you could drink it on the on the rocks, you know, with ice, or you could put it in a cocktail here, like our buddy Luke likes to take it, because he is the man's version of amaretto and girly drinks.
Oh yeah.
Do you drink? You drink puckers too, right? We have to do a pucker podcast.
You better believe it.
A pucker podcast. That would be a fucking awesome name. We need to do
that. Invented a drink that has pucker in it.
Is that hard?
Maybe. You I don't know. I just thought I'd throw that out there.
You just put alcohol in water and you're like, I got myself a drink, bitches. No?
I'd imagine that wouldn't be very good. might be wrong, though.
Well, soda water. I don't know.
Except I suppose somebody did pour beer into water and then called it American beer.
Budweiser, king of beers. Hey! Did you guys see, I did some research on that whole Budweiser thing from the last podcast where we were called it it was a great American lager, but I was like, no, I think it's a Pilsner. Lager is a storage technique. Lager in German means storage. Go figure. It's kind of like, no, yeah, whatever. And so lager has different variants. One of them is a Pilsner. So if you have if you make a Pilsner and you ferment it in the cellar, you can have a lager that's a Pilsner. Isn't that cool? So we were both right. Nobody's left. Just me.
I'm sorry, you just woke me up. What?
All my other ranting and shit and screaming didn't wake you up?
I just heard some buzzing about Pilsner or something. I don't know.
So we were talking about different brands of amaretto. You find anything else, Dave? Because the only ones I found were the Disaronno Originale, Lazzarani Amaretto, some German organic amaretto liquors called Dwerstags. Organic amaretto liqueur. I don't even know if you can buy that.
I'm just seeing a couple of like the major brands that we talked about, and then a whole lot of like cheap shit, fill your bar up kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like that bottom shelf stuff that they use. You know what I mean?
1 liter amaretto, $2.99 on sale for $1. Yeah.
Right. It's got a big barcode on the front of it, that kind of thing.
It's clear.
The white label with black font text on the front.
Those are the best.
Ball.
It's printed with an image writer.
Amaretto is misspelled. You know,
that's easy to do because there's like a couple A's and maybe just one. I'm looking at the Disaronno. The Disaronno doesn't even say amaretto on it. Did I buy amaretto? Yeah. Oh, here it is. The amaretto decor. Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
it's a nice bottle.
Wait. I just Google searched
porn
amaretto liqueur, and they have a Potter's amaretto and a Balls.
Balls? Like, what's up with that? Balls? Like balls like the soda?
I love balls.
Totally. Oh,
God. Your balls is good. It's kind of like
the best gaming drink ever.
Dude, balls, you never had. There's really no way to say this right. But Doug, you've never had balls?
Cherry balls are awesome.
Dude. It's a gamer drink. It's like guano, guarahara, ginseng. Yeah,
you know it.
Fucking, oh God. It's like caffeine infused with the organic herbal supplements to give you a high and all that shit. It's got lots of sugar, and it's like Jolt, but kind of like Sprite version.
Uh huh.
Yeah, and it comes in a blue glass, and it's kind of got like grippies on it, and they're pretty good. It's just
and it's guaranteed to give you like extra frags or some
in diabetes. Shit.
Yeah,
not really.
No, yeah. No, not for me.
Never helped me in that way. Anyway,
no. I'm going to go through some of the recipes that I found, mostly on Wiki, because they were all in one. I did some other searches, but they all come up with something similar and variant. There was an Amaretto Stone Sour, which is two parts Amaretto liqueur, two parts sweet and sour mix, which I don't have. Fill the glass with the orange juice, bam, you've got an Amaretto Stone Sour. I might be drinking something like that. I haven't even figured that out yet. I'm going to try the Italian Sunset, or Chaba Chaba, I guess you could. I don't
That's
like
what I'm drinking.
Really? Is it any good? Did you? I mean,
it's
is it pretty?
Tasty.
Okay, good.
It's girly. Oh, yeah.
He gets all the chicks with his Italian Sunsets. What are you drinking? I'm drinking a stout. I'm drinking Italian Sunset, bitches. So that one.
I only tell them if they're drinking a tequila sunrise.
Oh, it would complement a tequila sunrise.
Exactly.
But you have to do the tequila sunrise first.
Do they really call it a chubba chubby?
Chubba chubba. Chubba chubby, yes, chubba chubby. What's wrong with that? It's kind of like,
well,
you know.
What's wrong with that?
That's kind of what I call it, you know, when I'm
hard,
getting excited.
Hey, put a chubby chubby to your mouth.
Oh, no. Not a good idea. Dude,
Doug, totally sporting chub. Chubba chubba.
It's all about how you put it in context, really. You can drink a chubba, and that's okay. You just don't want to suck a chubba. You see? It's all about linguistics, right, Dave?
Yeah, you're not going to have one of those conversations about how flexible you are, right?
No.
I think he prefers to refer to it as being bendy.
Yeah. It's like Gumby.
Yeah, you said, want to see the Gumby trick? And I just have bad dreams ever since.
Little green ball of clay. So, the Italian Sunset, which we will now call it, is two parts Amaretto liqueur. Fill the glass with pineapple juice. Add a splash of grenadine. Good to go.
Mm-hmm.
And now we got an Alabama Slamma. That would be how you say it in New England, but it's Alabama Slammer. This has equal amounts of Amaretto, Southern Comfort, or SoCo if you're down in the hood, slow gin, and OJ.
Call it SoCo.
SoCo?
Totally not in the hood.
Oh, well, the drinking hood.
I think that's like Whitey trying to be down in the hood.
Well,
something like
SoCo?
That.
Yeah, to say
really?
No, that's a 40.
Blow gin in their bar?
I do.
You know what I mean?
I
do. Do you really?
Uh-huh. I bought it just because I was trying to make a bar. I've never even opened it. The Southern Comfort I also have. The problem is it makes me want to throw up when I drink it, so that's a problem. And I really wanted to try this because I have all the ingredients except for my stomach won't handle it. The Amaretto, the SoCo, the slow gin, orange juice chilled, pour into a shot glass. Now that's a small shot glass, so when they say equal amounts, they're not talking like 2 ounces of this, 2 ounces of that, because don't fit in the shot glass, people. Drink that sucker up. Good to go. Now, I was hoping somebody here would do that, but I don't tolerate whiskey so well. Bad experiences. So if you guys, you know, are
going to lead into another story about your brother, or
still
oh God,
waiting
I
on
hope
that.
So.
No, he's on his way back. I think next week for court. Something about they don't believe him.
Shocking.
Yeah. So we'll see how that goes.
Try to get it pushed back until like the end of the summer.
Oh no, I don't think so. I don't think the government really likes that.
He's totally screwed.
Maybe. Yeah. Well, there is actually a story. You were talking about having him come over to stay with you, weren't you, Doug?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a problem with that. See, here's what Doug did. He said to my brother, hey, you can just kind of chill with me if you got an internship down here in NC. And my brother must have said something to the family. And it went through the family. There is, I swear to fucking God, there's a that's probably not nice to say, but there's gotta be a like a channel like where people in our family all talk, like it's gotta be the women. And if you say something, you'll get a call 10 minutes later from somebody else in the family that's repeating it, going, "What?" And
dude,
what happened?
I got a call from my parents.
Yeah, about my brother.
Like, what are you doing? And I was like, "What?" I mean, if the kid wants to come down and get an internship, he's, you know, welcome to stay here. I cleared it with Carrie. Everything's, you know, all in the up and up. And I don't know. Everybody freaked out. I don't fucking get it. Whatever.
I can tell you why. Because
there was that sex offender issue that you were running into, right?
No, my brother's over the age of 16. The problem is, whenever my brother and Doug get together, there's no soberness happening. So, like, and they'll come over the house, and none of us are sober, but they'll come over already drunk, right? Not driving, of course, but, like, they've already been partying all day. So, and this is really, and to Doug's defense, when Doug comes up here, he's on vacation. And when people go on vacation, they do such things as drinking until they pass out or whatnot. And Doug does that all the time. So only when he's on vacation, though. And they're all worried that if my brother stays with him, it's going to be like a 24/7 frat party, forgetting, oh yeah, Doug works and he's got a podcast for drinking. And he's got all these other things he has to do. So they don't understand that it's not going to be that it's not going to be a party like that. So they're just doing and that. Oh, my God, don't let him come there.
No. And that's a conversation that I have with my parents. I was like, listen, I got a fucking job. He's going to have a fucking job. We're going to have to be adults. I've made it this far in life. Trust me, I can handle a summer with Jake. But don't get me wrong. When Friday and Saturday comes around, yeah, we're going to be hanging out drinking.
We're not going to be conscious is what he's going to say. And in his defense, there is no really defense here. In the fact is, Doug's smarter in some ways than my brother, most ways, I guess. So when my brother goes to do something stupid, Doug will be there to be like, hey, bro, you're being stupid. And then the problem goes away. And then everybody's happy.
I would think.
Right.
Anyway. This is a drinking
problem. This is a drinking problem.
Let's not talk about man.
Who's doing this? Okay, there's some other stuff here. We got the Silver Lake Slip. What is that?
Oh, yeah. That's me.
You drink? Dude.
Yeah. What? Are you doing that?
Well, not right now.
But
we'll get to it.
But it's got grapefruit juice in it.
Yeah.
Preferably pink grapefruit juice, I see. Do you have pink?
I don't think this is pink. I can't really tell. It kind of looks like a pinkish orange.
So, yeah, because if it was pink... You're now leaning on, like, you were going girly drink, but now you're making it look girly, too.
Hey.
It really depends on whether or not you lift a pinky when you drink the shot.
Oh, that's true. Hey.
My shove it glass is too big for that. I'd probably drop it.
What?
It says shove it on it.
Your glass says shove it?
Yeah.
Well, think about it. If you're drinking girly drinks, you need to have some sort of defense without using your mouth. Yeah. That's perfect.
No, yeah, and having shove it on your glass.
Yeah, like, shove it where? I mean,
well,
I think for my Silver Lake Slip, I'll use my Tennessee glass.
And does that say "fuck you" on it?
No, it says.
It's got
the
Elvis.
Volunteer stage.
Oh, no pink.
Not a nice.
No pink Cadillac.
Glass of shut the fuck up.
Who's doing a 747?
Yeah.
Oh, it's you.
I have had that already. It is so good.
Okay, so we'll cover that. You can go through. We can go through the rest of these when we get there. The bocce ball,
bocce.
It's a dude.
Bocce.
What is fucking a soda water, orange juice, and amaretto? Come on, that's not very creative. You can make that by accident. anyway, so those that
I don't make that shit up.
I know you don't.
I just drink it.
That's fine. Yeah. It's like you just gave up. Fuck it.
At this point, I don't think I can drink any more of this shit.
Come on, you haven't even started yet, right? Okay, hold on. Here's the problem. You guys got to help me out here. I need to make a drink, and all I've got is I've got this little freaking glass of sour mix. And which one of these requires sour mix? Italian Sunset? Oh, shit. I have multiple drinks on
the Amaretto Sour?
Oh, wow, I gotta make two. Okay.
Holy shit there.
Sorry. All right, so I'm going to see, you think I'm going to try and make an Italian sunset with a glass, with a like a 6 ounce glass, just so I don't get fucked up. So I need, do I need ice? Because my ice is starting to melt. I think I'm going to put some ice in
it. Use it.
All right, I got ice. What else do I need? 2 parts amaretto. I guess I use the DiSarono because it's new and it doesn't have floaties. Yep. 2 parts. So I don't know what that is. Let's say half a shot. Da-da! No, two
shots.
A
whole shot.
Whole shot.
Be a man.
Be a man. All right.
Did he just yell He-Man?
No, it was be a man. Hey, this stuff. This stuff is much darker than the Amore stuff. Oh, that almost feels...
No, yeah. You know it's a late night drinking amaretto when you're by the power of grace.
Always a good way to attract the chicks at the bar too.
Yeah, it makes an awesome expression, kind of like in Hot Fuzz.
Oh, okay. What was I supposed to do with the grenadine?
Pour it in.
It's well. It says a splash. Do I put it in at the
I'm
end or in
sure
the beginning?
I'm pretty sure you snorted, dude. Try it.
Okay, so what I've
poured in your eyeball.
So what I've got here.
Oh God!
This looks pretty good. It's like a It kind of looks like. Kind of like it looks like a sunset. One of those tequila sunsets, only sort of like with air pollution. Kind of cloudy. All right, so you guys want to do your reviews and shit? I've got a drink pounded and ready to go.
All right, I'll go first.
Do it up.
Okay. It makes a very tasty drink, but it's too easy to just OD on this crap way too early. Like halfway through a drink, I'm done.
What?
I can't do this.
Who's a pansy now?
Yeah, what's your problem?
Yeah, I
you can't
I,
even
I,
drink I, the girly drinks.
No, I can't. Shit's killing me.
There's a part where like you're.
He's already sweet. He's tasted too. Or he's wasted.
No, but there's a part where what the fuck generates insulin in your body? I'm just not thinking clearly.
Your stomach.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, Mr. Anatomy. Anyways, there's so much sugar in this shit. I mean, it's more like when he said, you can put it on ice cream. I went, yeah, that sounds pretty good, but to drink it, it's a little rough pretty quickly.
What's your problem? This is good for you. I put pineapple juice in mine. I'm drinking healthy.
Yeah, because pineapple juice doesn't have any sugar in it either.
It's natural sugars. Completely different than fructose.
Corn and 130 syrup. Calories.
I don't think amaretto has... Is it fructose?
No.
That's in this?
No, but it's... I'm just saying, natural sugars are better than fructose. Right?
Ah, pancreas. That's it. So Wikipedia not completely fucking
Where is insulin created? The pancreas.
Unless it's wrong.
Right. It's actually your brain. So
nah, man, it doesn't have the disclaimer at the top that says that people are reporting that there are potential errors.
This wiki entry has been locked from misuse in bad advertisement or whatever. They always have a good reason. It's always funny, too. So basically, wiki 2, no, Dave 1, wiki 0. No, wiki was good. So Dave's 2, because you counted 2 things that were stupid and 1 that was good. So you're winning. You got to go back to wiki
this
later.
This is going
to
give me bad dreams when I was a microbiology major. I'm reading stuff about like endocrine system. Fuck that. It's what makes insulin. Okay. So basically drinking this shit is making my pancreas shut down. That's what I'm looking for. That was the joke. I'm done.
But your liver is opened wide. So Doug,
splice that joke together so it doesn't suck.
Oh, we can totally
it'll
do it.
Suck even if you do splice it, unless you're like the master of editing. So
he is. Have you heard the Merlot episode?
I can't listen to us. Are you kidding?
Actually, dude, if you listen to the Merlot episode, it's freaking hilarious because like the whole time I sound like I kind of have my shit together, and then at the end in the outtakes is where I go, "Hey, did I do my review?" I talked about the taste and the color.
When did I do
actually,
this?
Actually, what's better is that you actually started doing your review again.
I know. Anyway, yeah, so Luke technically is the master, so right. he can splice.
You're just here to like add personality, and then Luke makes it sound good.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
We need a Luke whenever we talk. That would be awesome. I would sound so much more intelligent.
No, a Luke.
Link.
No, a Luke.
Luke.
Oh, okay.
Like somebody to real-time edit our words before they come out of our mouth.
Yeah, you totally need that.
Yeah.
All right. So the 747 is one part Irish cream, one part amaretto, and one part coffee liqueur.
That sounds awesome.
Like Kahlua. Oh my God, it's so good. But again, it's so freaking sweet. I'm dying here.
So how much? What is one part to you? Like, what did you do when you said one part? Like a shot of each?
Whole shot.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's your problem. it's too much. It's 3 ounces. I mean, that's too much. I don't know, half. Okay. If it's too sweet for you, if you drank half of it, you should next time reduce your parts. Or maybe you just need to drink more before you have this. You know, like if you go, let's say you went to an Italian restaurant and you had 3 glasses of Merlot, right? And then maybe another glass or something. And then you have a 747, you probably would be perfectly fine with it. Especially, you know, after a heavy dinner, and you'd probably be good. You're just drinking it like straight, right? That's my argument. I'm going to stick to it. So did you not finish the 3 ounces of liquor?
No, I did. It was good.
How's your stomach?
Dying.
So
I feel the headache coming on.
I'd like to point out how we were making fun of Wikipedia for saying that cola plus amaretto tastes like the cherry coke with alcohol. The 747 and bocce ball both say mix, drink.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what else was I going to put?
How do you mix it? Do you mix it with ice? Is there any ice in your drink?
Yeah,
put that in there.
I didn't have to.
Yeah, no, but if you're going to make it, what would you think it would be taste best as? With ice or no?
Hold on.
You don't have to edit the notes. As long as the people who hear it know that you used ice, they can actually put it in there, because that way I could put it when I go in the recipes and put it in the webpage.
All right. I just wanted to point out I'm grooving out to the background music on the 3LL's webpage again.
Oh, he's back there.
Awesome.
Is that the only drink you did?
No, I did in the bocce ball.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and I did try an amaretto sour.
Oh,
I tried one of those.
So go on then. I want to hear all your opinions, because they mean a lot to me.
Okay, like the bocce ball. Hold on, I'll tell you what it's like. Ice. Melted.
Yeah, you have that problem too.
Yeah, I even have my cooler thing up here, but nothing else was cold. And
what do you get? Oh, yeah, so first,
easy for that too.
You did the stone sour already, or the sour or amaretto sour?
Yep.
How much amaretto did you use?
Oh, not very much. Maybe like a half shot. I'm not going for. Son of a bitch.
That happens to you a lot.
Ow, fucking cat. Yeah, the cap just won't go on right. Anyway, yeah, I'm making fairly small drinks this evening. Got a big, exciting day coming up for me tomorrow. Hopefully, I will not do anything to piss anybody off or do everything that I need to make sure that I have a job by the end of the day.
Sounds like a good time to drink.
All right, and soda water.
Dot dot. Oh, I need orange. A. Fucking A.
It's not bad.
No,
it's not bad. No, I you know, I could imagine drinking something like this for like brunch.
Which one is this now? This is the bocce ball.
The bocce ball. Bocce ball.
Orange. So it's basically like a screwdriver.
Yeah.
Well, water, soda water splash. What does that mean? Like the brand is Splash, or you just drip some in there and call it good? Is it just for, what is it for? Carbonation?
Yes.
Oh, that's weird. So you said it's okay. What about the sour one?
Oh yeah, that was fine too. Whatever.
Okay. Well, what's wrong?
Somebody else can review the sour.
You don't like it that much.
Well, no.
Hold on a minute. I can review it. I didn't realize I need OJ to make the sour. Do I really need OJ? Can I use pineapple juice?
Did your kids drink it again?
No, I got it this time. I just went out and bought some.
Yeah, no. I'd do Oche.
All right. Hey, Doc.
Right, you and
I only have one last thing to say before you guys move on to your own reviews.
I want
to
hear everything. My heart is open for you.
Okay. I was going to email
Bakiball.
A beta. The URL for the Brown Ale podcast. Yes. Until this podcast. And then I was like, there's no way in the world that I'm going to send this podcast link to anybody.
Right. Oh, dude, I've sent this right to Partida Tequila. Like, here. You know,
here,
just...
listen. You are going to send us your liquor. We will talk about it. And we will make sure that you get no business from us because there's nobody that's going to be able to handle listening to our bullshit.
That and that's the Brown Ale is the one that's all staticky anyway, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
Probably.
That's too bad. That was a good one.
In the grand scheme of things, static is only going to help us. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to try to listen to it.
Yeah. You don't want to hear this shit. You want to
think we should just put the background music from that website just throughout the whole thing so you can barely hear us.
The Three Olives.
Why are you there again?
All right, so I don't know. I just thought it'd be cool to have something to yell over so it felt like I was at the club.
Oh, okay, cool. So
if
I ever
get in a club where they're playing that stuff, I'm in the wrong place.
I can't pick you in a club at all. You'd scare people.
Yeah.
You're a bar
type.
Well, you
have to hang out too, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. You just hang out in trees and in forests and you scare people.
That's right.
Like Rogue. Doug, I have one last thing for you then. You told us how great Amrita was when we were doing the Liqueur podcast. Granted, we were probably drunk by then. But I'm getting this vibe that you're not a big fan of Amaretto-style drinks.
You're not a big man, Doug.
Nope. Kind of small.
That's whatever.
I mean, is that the God-honest truth, or is it just you're just not in the mood to care about liquor, which doesn't make any sense to me?
I can't drink any more of it.
You drank... Okay, let's put this in perspective. You drank 2 hours worth of sweet liqueurs, and you can't drink a glass at 3 ounces.
Look, I still wake up screaming from that.
Hey, that's our top download, you know. So don't fucking, shake
it. Is it really?
Yes. It's got more downloads than anything else.
That's awesome.
I know. So... Yeah. You're not. You wouldn't go out and order an Amaretto drink.
No.
Hey, that's cool. All right, so am I next then? Because
yes.
Let me tell you something. This shit is the bomb.
I see. Ghetto Derek is back.
Hold on. So I'm gonna play the pro here since Doug didn't want to. I'm gonna even
this shit moved up to my bump and smacked my monkey.
Do you have to do that when I'm trying to pour this shit? I don't want to get
all about timing.
I don't want to get these fucking floaties on me. All right. So I naturally filtered.
Is that what you said at the hot tub one time?
Oh my god! All right. So here we go. All right. I got my Amaretto di Amore and the Di Serono. Now here's the trick. It's not a full shot because I do want to be able to make it down the stairs, but it's enough to give me a clue. Oh, what the fuck? Which one's which? Shit. Oh, wait, let me look for floaties.
Drinking balls.
Okay, I got it. All right. So the Di Serono is a little darker, not much actually, but a little, it looks a little more smooth. Of course, it's in a frosted glass, so take that with a grain of salt. The the Di Serono.
For 1 second, when something completely not about what you're talking. See, I don't really listen to you when you're talking.
Right, so you're already thinking of something else.
Right. Have 305 people seriously downloaded the last podcast episode?
Yeah, I was talking about that before you got on. I don't understand what's going on there. It was at 89 the other day. Yeah, but so yeah, it seems to be a Canadian hosting provider. I don't know what's going on with that. Still trying to figure that out.
All right, carry on.
Yes.
Oh, so should we completely alienate and insult
the
Canadian audience.
I thought
they
did
seem
that.
To be our biggest fans.
Well, just today they are. Or I mean, maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's why our points slow down. Everybody gets to the point where they hear about where we insult them and they stop listening and tell all their friends.
That makes sense.
No, you know, people, when look at Howard Stern. He insults everybody and they still listen in the droves. So there's going to be something about doing that. So maybe we should do it more often. Yeah, anyway. So
right
we
back
get
to the floaties.
Yeah, the floaties. So I don't have any floaties in this one. Maybe one or two. It's the Di Serrano smells more cherry-like. You know how we were saying a kind of cherry flavor? It smells a little more cherry. Kind of straight. I would say I wouldn't do that again. But here I am with the other one. Oh, man. Yeah, it's very sweet. The Di Serrano straight. It's smooth, sweet, and sticky. Like, it's, you know, this has sugar in it or something bad for you. The Amaretto di Amore. Yeah, barring floaties, it's got more of a nut, like an almond taste to it than the Di Serrano. Di Serrano is a little smoother. The Amore is much more like almond flavored. I want to say nutty, but there's some sort of gay joke coming out of that. So it's more almond flavored.
I was
going
to say.
Yeah,
if it's been sitting as long as it has, I'm surprised it doesn't taste like Aqua Velva.
No, it's not bad. It's just a more pronounced almond flavor.
With floaties.
Yeah, a little of those. Then,
so kind of like when you get the Jell-O that has the chunk of whatever fruit the Jell-O flavor
oh,
is.
Oh, I hate that. I'm not a big fan. I like my Jell-O to be clear and just Jell-O-y. I don't want fucking fruit inside there. If I want that, I get a goddamn fruit cup. Why do people do that? God, don't get me started on Jell-O. So, I've got my three main styles here. I did the straights. We'll call. I didn't do them on ice because, honestly, I ran out of ice. It turned to water, so I made what I could out of the rest of it, just so I had it. So
you
I didn't
put
do
that
on
in
ice.
Wikipedia, and people might not know that water. You know, ice turns to water.
Ice turns to water when not frozen. So I did the. I did the sour, and I did a Italian sunset. The Italian sunset and the sour, very similar, except for my fortified kid's orange juice is much more pronounced orange, where the sunset...
You hope to grow up big and strong someday.
Yes. The sunset is actually...
Better late than never, right?
Someday. Not yet. The sunset looks a little different color, I think maybe because I splashed some roses in there. I don't know if that's the only difference. It looks a little lighter, but, you know, pineapple juice is a little lighter than orange juice because it's not orange juice. Otherwise, they call it orange juice. So you know how that goes. So, color-wise, they definitely look like you're basically drinking screwdrivers. One with red coloring to it. Let's see what the Amaretto Sour. This one's a little scary because it's got 35 grams of sugar and it's a sour mix. Can anybody explain to me why sour mix has sweetness in it? Go figure. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. It's sour.
Dude, it's sweet and sour chicken.
It's like fucking. They should say contains lots of limes. I don't know.
And sugar.
And chicken.
And chicken.
Chicken-y.
Here's the deal. I'm not a big fan of sugary drinks, mainly because I have a desk job. So I sit on my ass all day.
You do?
Yep. And when one sits on their ass all day, one gets fat. So I try to stick away from these. I drink diet soda. I'll drink a beer, but I can justify that somehow. I don't know why. Maybe because there's no nutrition facts. That's probably how I do it. Don't know. And, oh, and when I do margaritas, I always use real limes instead of the high fructose corn syrup roses crap. And some agave nectar, which I think is just like sugar cane again. So it's like I try and make it a little more organic.
So that comes from Canada too?
Totally. Well, agave nectar probably doesn't because... It's got agave, which is kind of like Mexican. So maybe the Mexicans sent it to the Canadians for the final product. I don't know. So let's try this. This is the... Let's see. I'm going to go with the sour one first, which is the Amaretto Sour, which to me should just be sour mix and Amaretto, but apparently fill the glass with orange juice, which is what I did. It tastes like cherry-flavored orange juice. Is that what it's supposed to taste like?
I guess so.
Well, you're the guy. You're the man. You're the Amaretto King.
I just drink it.
Does it taste like cherry orange juice? Or am I fucking flipping mad? I thought it's pretty good.
Possibly a combination of the two. I mean, not going to rule anything out here.
It does taste good. Doug, I think this is where you went wrong.
Told you.
You went,
what?
You went with super sweet. Orange juice is sweet, sure, but it's orange juice. So you've got your healthy amount of vitamin C, so you're not getting scurvy. You've got enough orange juice in there to counter. And I don't even know what the sour is doing in here for me. Maybe just balancing the sweetness off so it doesn't pronounce itself and just go down your throat and rip out your pancreas.
Yeah, so your pancreas doesn't just completely give up on you.
Right.
Like, as soon as it hits your mouth, you're like, yeah, fuck this. Screw you, man.
Yeah,
it
pretty much goes to your brain, well, you're an asshole.
You dick.
The other thing, though, like with the Italian sunset, I really don't know what I was going to say. Sorry. I had an idea, but then I started envisioning your pancreas like being ripped out of your soul by whatever. So this one isn't so bad. Let's try it. Ooh, it's sticky.
Sticky? Oh, God.
A very good point, Derek.
I did? You need to talk up, bitch.
Can your pancreas really be ripped out of your soul?
What? Everything can be. What? Yeah, everything can be ripped out of your soul.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure if your soul is part of your endocrine system or not, but
let's look it up. I was thinking of
Wikipedia.
I was thinking of the existential consequences of the possibility of your pancreas being potentially ripped out of your soul.
Dude, fuck. You should really. Existential was totally. I mean, that's. You did good with that word. You did good on the SATs, my friend. So you know what? The Italian sunset. I've been sucking this down while we've been gabbing about Wiki. I gotta be completely honest with you here, because that's just what I'm here to do. It tastes.
I think you should lie at this point.
It tastes like the amaretto sour, however, with pineapple juice. I don't know how else to put it. It's like it's a good taste, and it's. They complement each other. I mean, I am double fisting here, but it's got a little more acidic taste to it. But if you're a fan of pineapple juice more so than you are of orange juice, or you live in Hawaii, I would totally go with the Italian sunset, because Hawaii has a lot of fucking pineapples there. They must be so fresh.
Yep.
You
they
just
are
squeeze
so good,
them out. Yeah. Oh yeah, Dole plant. Just walk through there and go in the Dole maze. It's awesome. Where the orange juice is more like maybe you're in Florida, and you're kicking back. This might be a good drink. I don't think either of them have anything bad about them, and I don't think they're either of them are super sweet. Could probably good for a substitute if you're not into champagne and orange juice on Christmas morning. What's that called? Come on. We have drinkers here. Fuck!
Use your hysteric.
Pancreas. Nobody's going to help
you
me.
You say existentialism? I knew you could.
Nobody's going to help me out with this?
Wait, what?
Champagne and orange juice?
Mimosa. Oh, yeah.
Mimosa!
The mimosa.
Yes. I'm not a big fan of mimosas, but this might be good for breakfast. If you're into drinking alcohol for breakfast.
Yeah. And I would agree. The amaretto paired with some kind of citrus-based beverage. Pretty good for, you know, a brunch.
And I can totally see myself getting slightly sick. Just, I think I'm actually going to be full before I get drunk. So maybe that is the key to why Luke has never had a hangover.
Could be.
You're too full. Or you're making so many bathroom runs, you just can't get back to the bar to order another one. Now, wait. Actually, this is a good segue. Do you go to a bar ever?
Yeah, sometimes.
Because I don't really go that much, but mainly because I'm not a smoker and there's always smoke in there. If you go to the bar, do you actually order an amaretto sour or appletini or some shit like that?
Sometimes.
In front of
mostly
friends?
Mostly I'm the designated driver.
Ah, so that's the trick. You don't actually get poked fun at for this because you don't actually do too much drinking.
Exactly.
So that's the trick. Okay, so if you're not
a
big drink, what?
Wait. What's that like?
Imagine being drunk.
Yeah.
But like multiply it.
Yeah.
And then imagine you're not drunk, but everybody else is. And that's what it's like.
The thing about that, though, is like drunk people
annoying.
Think each other are funny, but for an outsider, it's just sort of annoying.
It can be extremely funny with the right people.
Okay. Yeah, but having a designated driver is kind of boring, because then you have this one guy who's not having any fun. In a different way, I mean fun. Like, fun like in a I'm not really here and I'm probably doing something I shouldn't be doing type of way. Like, you're that guy that's, like, sober. Which is just weird, I would think. Because whenever...
You see, the fun part comes in when you think, oh, this is going to be fun to bring up later.
But nobody's going to be there to remember. Like,
so far, I haven't come across anybody who's forgotten anything.
You're rolling with the wrong crew. You need to be with...
You've never gotten a, I did what? Or, I said what?
Maybe it's just... No, a,
really?
Just people who are hazy on the details, but kind of remember doing something like that.
Well, I was hazy on the details once, like when I thought I fell asleep in my grass for 5 minutes, but it was really a half hour. I don't know. I learned about that after. Or how one of my buddies cleaned up the limousine after I lost all my liquor in it.
In my loss. Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. That's not my fault.
No, that was totally everybody else's fault.
Yeah, and it was a bachelor party thing. Which, wait a minute, Luke, you must have had a bachelor party, right?
Yeah.
And they didn't get you fucked up and drunk?
Nope. My brother was there. At the time, he was about 15, 16.
Oh, one of those. Yeah, see, what we did for mine is we did something that was friendly for 15-year-olds, because my brother's 9 years younger than me. And then...
And a good driver.
This was before he could drink. Maybe he's just getting us back. And then he would go off with his friends, and then we went out for the actual party after. So we did something cool during the day. I mean, it wasn't like we didn't do anything cool. We did something fun. I don't remember what it was.
Laser tag.
What was it?
Laser tag.
Oh, yeah, laser tag. That was my bachelor party. Yeah. So we went laser tag, you know, got all fucking tired and shit, and then we went out drinking. So, you know, he was there for that. He just didn't get to go out to Boston Billiards and get fucked up.
It was fun.
Yes. So, well, that explains a lot. Now I understand the inner workings of a sober person and how they manage to drink alcohol but not to excess. Mm-hmm. This is a good podcast for those type of people.
It is.
So
the two who might have listened for a little bit and then...
Went, what the fuck?
Yeah, and then one of them...
Alienated like everyone else.
Yeah, one of them's name was Billy.
Fuck Billy.
Oh, no, he's Billy. Already said fuck mean. You to us.
Dude, he's a socialist, racist, communist Nazi.
Wow, that's
yeah, that
would have
been
pertinent
60 years ago.
Yeah, I tried to go with all of them. The only thing I left out was the Cold War, because I couldn't figure out how to work it in. Hey, Luke.
Well, you did put communist in there. Isn't that kind of Cold War-ish?
It could be also be China. Or Canada. That was a joke. They're really socialist, but, you know, I was trying.
I was going to say, dude, there's...
I was going for the whole insult thing we were talking about, how it brings in more listeners.
I don't think Canadians get insulted.
It's probably true, because they're witty.
It's a fundamental part of being Canadian is not getting insulted by anything.
Because if you tell them that they're like Americans, that's pretty much the worst insult you can do.
Okay, you know why? This is how it works, people. Did you ever notice every state above yours is the state that fucks sheep? So...
Yeah, I'm French Canadian, so this is going to be an interesting conversation. All right.
So, for some
like
reason,
the facts of life from Derek.
Yeah, no, for some reason, every time you wherever your origin is, it's the other state above you that's the Hicks, right? So, I guess it works bully you depending on what side of the.
Okay, and which state is above mine? Yours.
Exactly. So
ooh, snap.
For. And no, that is exactly my point. So for Dave and his people, the massholes, they blame us for the sheep fucking. However, we use Maine or Vermont as our place of origin for sheep fucking or hick
one
type.
One of which is east of you and one of which is west.
No, it depends on if you're in Portland, it's north. So don't give me that shit. I know how fucking geography works. It depends on where you are. Happens to be, for me, north is Canada. Which brings us to where I'm going with this. If you're always making fun of the people to the north, eventually it all leads to Canada. That's
so
the problem.
Inuits really just get a bad rap for everything.
Oh my God. Yes. Hold
hey
on,
man,
I just lost my mic.
Me.
Ow.
I know how this geography shit works out.
Well, you know. Anyway, so on to Luke's review, he's the guy that has all the shit in the plan about this. He's the man who can go out, come home stone sober, and probably still can have a drink. How do you do it, Luke? Tell us, what are you drinking?
Right now, I have moved on to the Silver Lake Slip after having completed the Amaretto Stone Sour and Italian Sunset.
You must be wasted.
It sounds like a, like a gymnastics routine, doesn't it?
Well, have you been hearing like any loud crashing from me hitting things at all?
Oh, when you got an 8.9 on the dismount because it didn't keep its legs together.
Oh, no. There's so many places to go with that.
I think we should go to all of them right now.
Anyway. So,
please continue.
So, yeah, what can I say? Di Serono is some quite smooth stuff. It's been going down faster than I'm sure it ought should.
Going faster than I can't say it. Never mind. I don't need to alienate any more Spanish people. And George Michael reference. I didn't think of that. That would have been safer because then we can alienate George Michael and it's only one listener gone. And Billy.
George Michael just threw his headset
down. Fuck this! So then, what do you find to be the difference between the sour, if you went to a bar and ordered an Italian Sunset, would they have any idea what you want?
I have no idea because I've never tried. My guess is no.
Right, because that's what my theory is. If I go to a bar and I order some fucking crazy off-the-wall name, they're going to be like, huh? Oh, you mean, and then you're going to be like, sure, and it's not going to be the same drink. But if you order Amaretto Sour, you can't go wrong, can you?
Yeah. Oh, nope. So far, no.
Because it's
sour. But there has been times when I've ordered an Amaretto Stone Sour and they didn't have one.
Okay, what's the difference?
Does that just mean they don't have orange juice?
I guess so. Yeah. That must be it, but...
What's the difference?
Well, kids sneak into the bar.
I think that Amaretto Stone Sour has sweet and sour mix versus Amaretto Sour that just has the sour to it.
Okay, that's what I got because I don't have sweet and sour mix. All I could find was these little powder packets that said whiskey sour on them, and then I mixed them in water and I made some sort of concoction. I toss it in my OJ and then I put in some Amaretto, and I think I've got this drink.
Yeah, that sounds like you nailed it, dude.
Yeah.
So, which one do you like better than the orange juice flavor or the pineapple?
Well, I'm still a big fan of the Amaretto Stone Sour. Basically, to answer your earlier question, the only difference between them is the juice.
Right.
Other than that, it tastes the same since it's just amaretto.
Well, one doesn't have sour, does it?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's pineapple.
Either I can't taste it or I don't know.
No.
But the juice and the amaretto is just so powerful that nothing else really comes through.
Yeah, I think with sour, you wouldn't want to add sour mix to pineapple because I think pineapple as a fruit is a little more sour or bitter than orange juice. So yep. They probably don't need that. Then,
hey, real quick. Dude, sweet and sour mix?
Yeah.
By itself? Not good.
Oh, my God. So you actually tried it?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Wait. I was just saying.
It's just sugar.
That's awesome.
And so the only thing then that you have differently is this Silver Lake Slip, which is the dismount.
Oh, God, yeah. And what a dismount it is. So the little ingredients here says equal parts amaretto liqueur and grapefruit juice.
Yeah.
Preferably pink grapefruit juice, served as a shooter. Well, I just so happen to have it in a standard glass.
What's the difference? I mean, besides the glass.
There's more of it.
Like many, many ounces.
Well, equal parts. It doesn't say how many ounces you need. You made up that number. And what did you do?
If it served as a shooter, wouldn't you think it's going to be a small amount?
Yeah, I guess. But I mean,
depends on how fat the shooter girl is.
Yeah.
There goes the shooting girl contingent.
Only the fat ones. And how many fat shooter girls did you ever see?
In Iowa?
Do they act? Well, yeah. You have fat shooter girls? Not Hooter girls, but shooter girls.
It's Iowa. We have pretty much everything here.
Oh. You got cows, so you probably have fat people too. So then what is... What does a shooter glass look like? Is it just the what do they call them? Not shooter glasses. Don't even say it.
A long, thin shot glass.
But like
it's like a test tube.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Test tube. It's the ones where the chick comes over and she's like, "You want to spend absorbent amounts of money on something that barely has any liquor in it?" And you're like, "Yeah, because you have tits." that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess so.
I've ordered a couple of those. It was a real waste of time.
They still have them at work.
Chicks with.
That's a joke.
I was like, I work in a place that's all male dominated. If we have one hot chick, she's not in a good way. She's like, what the fuck are all these people looking at me for? So then, are you saying, what are you in? What?
What are all these people looking at me for? For your mind.
Oh, exactly. So is it, because you didn't use it in a shooter glass, is it too much alcohol or is it just too much fluid?
Oh, it's going to be too much fluid, I'm sure. That's like drunk in a glass or something.
But, okay, so you've had three drinks, which is not necessarily more than me since I started out with margarita. But is it enough to, like...
Are we going to turn this into a EPing kind of thing?
You know? Well, I was just wondering if...
Notes as to how much we drank.
No, because
I'll take this bottle straight. Don't even think I won't.
Is this another shove it reference?
Wait, is that a dare? I've got a bottle of Floaty Amaretto here. Nobody would dare drink.
Oh no, you didn't.
Snap, snap, snap.
I'm now debating whether I should just throw this out.
Which one?
Why is that a debate?
The Distrano.
I have the other one, so it's already I already drank almost half of it now.
I think the proper response should have been, you should have thrown it out a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, I don't notice the floaties until I actually, you know, sit down and inspect it for the cast. This is what I do here. I'm here for perfection. I look at every ounce and make sure it looks clear. And I found imperfections. The end result. Anyway, so would you say that halving all these drinks gives you any type of buzz, or are you still pretty much just fucking hyped up on OJ and vitamin C?
Oh, no, I'm definitely buzzed.
Oh, so it's working, although you're all lightweight because you don't drink alcohol normally. That doesn't make
after
you lightweight.
After three glasses, I would imagine a lot of people would feel pretty buzzed.
Yeah, I guess it is still 28% alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
The other one? Oh, ooh, no, the Amaretto di Amore is only 21%.
Yeah, it's just weak.
So, Doug, you don't even have... So, what did you do? This is... Now, I'm gonna predict what Doug did. Doug drank his liquors, and he's like, this is a little sweet. And he's probably already cracked open a couple beers since then. Am I right?
Just one.
Ah, there, see? I knew there was something. There's always going to be something. That's good.
Yep.
All right, then, I think that covers... Luke here. Do we still have Dave?
Yeah,
you're still here, right?
Yeah.
So what's your experiences like with amaretto?
Mixed, I guess is a good way to put it.
Mixed sweet sour.
Well, I tried the sour. That was okay. I've been experimenting with the whole Black Russian / tiramisu thing that I played with during the liqueur episode, but I've added cream into the mix, so it's called a toasted almond. So basically it's one part cream, milk, whatever fucking dairy thing you're into, soy, whatever.
Ew.
One part coffee liqueur and one part amaretto.
Sounds tasty.
It's really pretty tasty. And after a meal or something, I can picture this being really good. It's super, super sweet.
So you're taking that better than Doug would?
Yeah. But I've had one and I'm just... not able to finish it. I can't do it. I can picture this as a decent after dinner drink, and even straight, it's actually pretty good. I mean, we sort of discovered that during the liqueur episode, but it's so friggin' sweet. I cannot imagine a night of drinking this stuff. It would just be, I'd be sick. There's no way around it.
Well, I'd be sick just after two, and that wouldn't be from alcohol. It would just be from just like disgust. But well, think about it this way: if you go. Nobody...
I thought that was more than self-loathing.
No. If you go to like an Italian restaurant, do you ever order 8 servings of tiramisu and sit down and eat them all? No. You order one. If I go out and order a cappuccino with Bailey's and Kahlua and something else in it, absinthe, I don't know. I order one. It's just, there's certain drinks you just get one. You wouldn't go out or go over a friend's house with a six-pack of tiramisu mixed fucking crazy-ass amaretto drinks and be like, dude, I'm going to get fucking wasted. Right?
Yeah, it's a very rich drink, you know? It's sort of like, going along those lines, like eating a bunch of bowls of ice cream in a row. It's just not a good idea.
I've done that.
Agreed, but you're going to get sick.
Yeah, or especially if you're lactose intolerant, but that's a different problem. So, that's a fair assessment, though, to assume you really want one of these, maybe two if you want to poison yourself. How much did you put? Like, what is one? What is the total amounts of ounces that you put in there?
I did two shots of each thing.
Oh my God.
Then I added so two Amaretto, two Kahlua, and then a couple shots of like a half and half.
That, oh my God, dude, that.
Yeah, so it's about 9 trillion calories for one.
That's true, yeah. But you're a big dude. You can handle it.
Yeah, but like I said, I had a big meal for dinner this evening, and it's an interesting dessert, but that's about it for me.
That is a lot of alcohol. A lot of alcohol, but a lot of sweet alcohols all together. I would probably do one of each and call that my afternoon.
Yeah, it's a part, so you could make it be, even a half a shot each, whatever you wanted it to be.
Right, and have like a little espresso glass. Be like, sip it.
Now, the other thing that I didn't do tonight, but I've had in the past, is have you guys ever tried a flaming Dr. Pepper shot?
Oh, hell yeah.
Doug's bachelor party.
I thought that was a joke when somebody told me about it, and then I tried it. It's actually not that bad.
Heck yeah.
Have you seen the YouTube video of somebody doing one and starting himself on fire?
Oh, that was awesome.
We'll pin it up right now.
Which one?
YouTube.
Was it a flaming Dr. Pepper?
That, right?
I think so.
All right. Flaming Dr. Pepper on fire.
I don't know if you need the on fire part. I think that, not a lot of people are just drinking them on the YouTube.
Well, actually, no. Now I don't know what I'm supposed to be looking for.
I saw a truck actually do a shot of like Sambuca or something that was on fire, but she didn't blow it out first.
So I got an idea for a show.
Face off.
Oh, jeez.
Always clever.
Yeah. There's a guy that has Alcohol 101, the flaming Dr. Pepper.
I bet it's the one that says Dr. Pepper bottle fire goes wrong.
There are so many great ways to hurt yourself badly on YouTube, aren't there?
It never goes right.
I don't know if it's just a matter of the initial idea being bad or just when the video camera comes out, things go horribly wrong.
Dude, no. Whoa. Where did you...
Whoa. Oh, shit's on fire.
Like in a brown paper bag on someone's door?
Except for a better smell. Flaming Duck.
All right, that was lame.
And the end result is...
I've lit shit on fire before like that. That was weak.
Yeah, Doug's...
There's one of these, which is called Third Attempt, How to Do a Flaming Dr. Pepper. And there's this kind of like fat, half-wasted looking chick.
Oh, wait, you saw that one too? Yes, I did.
It's like, that's just bad.
Yeah, the one they picked, the one frame out of the entire thing, you see this... like wasted chick as the thumbnail for YouTube. Doug has done a good job. He burned off all the hair on his fingers once, but that was what were you drinking when you did that? When you decided to do Cheers with John and you both decided to clink your flaming shots together and
it's
fire.
Liquor. You could light it on fire. What do you want from me?
It's funny because when it pours on your hand, it actually turns blue and will burn skin. Because it's really fast.
I told you guys about when I got burned up in that pub in Bristol.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that was awesome. Well, not really for you.
At least you got a beer out of it.
You should
get. Yeah, that's true.
You should get.
All this is some chick just talking about it.
I know.
What the fuck?
I just got a kick out of the like icon for the. I thought it was going to be a lot better than it was, but it's just not.
She poured a shot. Okay. She's talking about it.
What's in a flaming Dr. Pepper? I don't remember.
Party 151.
Oh, well, that'll do it.
That's what you light on fire. I think that goes on the top of whatever the rest of the shit is.
Probably Dr.
Well,
Pepper.
And a beer, too, which is kind of a weird
thing. Oh, is it like a car bomb?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, those I watched. Yeah, those make a mess. I think it was Doug who had a car bomb. It was like Bailey's and Guinness, I think.
Yep.
What's that? Is that
Man,
a car
that
bomb?
Shit's so good. Yeah, it and tastes like chocolate milk.
And then it spills everywhere, and you just drink it anyway, and then you suck it off the table. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, you've seen some of the bar rags people wipe stuff down with. You really going to do that?
Well, I'm not going to suck on the bar rag, dude. It's just the table.
All right.
All right. That was lame.
Where were we going with the... Okay. Anyway.
I don't know. We're in the black hole that is YouTube now, so let's get out of that.
Did you actually do your review yet there, Dave?
Yeah, I think that was sort of it, wasn't it?
No, you didn't do... You said you did your sour. Wait, did you do the sour? You said you didn't really say anything about the sour. You just said that...
Yeah, it was okay. I mean, the sour... There's too much other shit going on for it to really... I don't know. It doesn't really taste like amaretto to me anymore. It just tastes like grenadine and kind of... I don't know.
You're not supposed really to put grenadine in sour.
No. There wasn't grenadine in it. I'm just saying that it gave it... You know, the weird thing about amaretto for me is that it... Depending on the context, it has a different flavor. So if you put it in something citrusy, it gets this cherry kind of flavor to it. And if you put it in, you know, other stuff, it retains the almond flavor.
Yes.
That's actually a very good observation.
And that may just be a like mental thing because, you know, you think of maraschino cherries or whatever and you get that kind of association out of it. But I don't know. There's something about the citrus that changes the overall flavor of it.
Right. But it seems to me, besides the fact that I definitely won't get scurvy, they're flavorful.
Always a
drink.
Danger.
Right. I know. The thing is, when you put that much orange, like, and it says always fill with orange juice, it doesn't give you a part. The orange juice overtakes whatever it is, so it doesn't give you the alcohol taste. It just tastes like a sweet drink. It could be non-alcoholic for all you know, except for if you have too many of them, you obviously figure it out.
Right. It's like an orange juice, but with alcohol.
But no, because when you have, let's say, a screwdriver, which is just orange juice and vodka, whatever part vodka you put in it, it just tastes like orange juice. The whole goal of a screwdriver is that you go, orange juice, but then you get fucked up, right? When you're,
no, I think the amaretto definitely gives it a different flavor.
Yes,
it's not
that's what I'm, that, exactly. That's what I'm saying, is the amaretto, cherry, almond, whatever it is, it gives it a subtle flavor above and beyond that of a standard screwdriver type mix.
But I guess what I'm trying to say is that it blends better with citruses than it does with, like in the case of this other thing that I'm drinking, the coffee and kind of flavor, in that with the coffee flavor, it retains itself as a flavor. It's a standalone thing.
All right. Yeah. So the kind of like the chemistry between the citrus and the amaretto gives it a cherry flavor where you get more of an almond flavor when you keep it in a almost an alcohol-only drink, if you will, or non-citrus.
Yeah, I mean, that's at least what I'm getting out of it, you know what I mean?
Oh, I can see that, because when I drink it straight, well, it tastes, it's smooth, like the Disaronno is definitely more smooth than the Amore, but the Amore tastes more like almond, so maybe I wouldn't mix that in my drinks, mainly because it's got floaties, and I'm not a big fan of floaties, but I think that might... Maybe pull out more almond in a citrus, but I'm with you. You're putting so much citrus in there, you're killing the almond flavor, which is kind of, I guess, is cool, because you're still got 28% alcohol in an orange juice, which is a good amount. Did you have any other... Yeah,
I mean, if... Might as well just go with vodka. That's all.
No, I mean, I think it's definitely an interesting liqueur. It has a really, like I said, a warm kind of rich flavor. And for something to do once in a while, absolutely. It's definitely pretty interesting. But again, for me, I'm pretty much at a one drink limit with this stuff.
Yeah, I think if I was to, like sometimes I'll have people over and they're like, oh, make me a drink. And the only thing I can think of is margaritas and Mai Tais, because that's the only thing I can whip out without really thinking about it. But this gives you another alternative that a lot of people might not have. So, you know, most people aren't going to be like, oh, give me another one. But they're looking for something different that they don't have at their house, and they are not big into mixing drinks. So it's something to add to your arsenal of mixed drinks that you can give to guests, and, you know, they may like. It's hard not to like something that's got a cherry flavor and it's orange juice. Unless the person outright just says, I hate orange juice, then that's obviously a no-no. But if they're okay with orange juice, you can go with this and you can get something that they might like and you'll look like a fucking bartender.
Or, I mean, if you get somebody who drinks, you know, White Russians or something like that, something cream-based, you could say, hey, have you ever tried putting a little bit of amaretto in it, you know?
Right, to give it a... Yep. It's almost like a flavored vodka at that point. Almond flavored.
Okay. Or cherry flavored.
Or cherry. It's flavored in something that's not just vodka. Vodka's like the stealth kill.
I will say, in drinking the drinks that I've consumed this evening, I understand why Luke doesn't drink.
You see how fun it is?
What? Is it just too boring for you?
What, the amaretto?
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know,
it's too much on your stomach.
Sissy boy can't handle it. It's yeah, too sweet, exactly. I can't handle it all.
Yeah, I can't. That I.
You're not a man. Doug, I want you to pound your friend's bottle of amaretto right now to show me that you're a man.
Fuck that.
So I'm actually I'm drinking a kind of bitter beer along with it, too, and it's kind of a nice contrast.
What are you drinking for beer?
It's Victoria Bitter.
A Belgian?
Maybe. No, it's an Australian beer, actually. Oh. But it's a bitter, and it doesn't, I don't know, it contrasts against this really well.
You know, this stuff. The thing is with this, when you drink it, it gets everything sticky. Like, you know,
including
this
including your entire palate, yes.
Yeah, it's true. I never thought of it that way. You know, no, but I have, in the end, so I think everybody's finished. You finished all your reviews now, Dave?
Yeah, I'm done.
I think that this is, I have a new respect for this shit, because I guess respect and shit probably doesn't go good together. But you know what I'm saying? First off, like Luke, I had, one, two, three, I had enough to know that this stuff will do what it was meant to do. Like, you don't need to have... It's not like you need six of these to get buzzed up. You can get very well off with one or two of these, which is surprising to me. I didn't think that was going to be possible. And I used two shots in each of them, so that might be why. I don't know. But I normally,
wait,
I don't...
Two whole shots or two half shots?
No. Like, two whole shots, at least.
Okay, just making sure.
Oh, dude, when I do something, I do it right. Fuck the other shit.
Oh, you were talking about doing half shots before.
Well, you were... No, because what I was doing is I was doing the part system, and it's like two parts. So I'm like, well, if it's a half shot, and then you said whole shot, and I'm like, oh, yeah, one whole part would be a whole shot. No, and that was only a 6-ounce glass. So when I finished putting the shots in there, there wasn't much room for the actual pineapple juice. But I don't normally drink this stuff, and I think it's because I don't really care for the Amaretto di Amore. It's...
Really?
I don't really like the almonds.
Or is it the floaties?
No. I have, the bottle's almost gone, but I was in college, so I would drink anything I had. Now, I almost had a full bar by the end, but I don't think I did a lot of the drinking of this. I think friends partook in this, because I don't drink that much amaretto anyway. But this Di Serrano stuff is pretty smooth. Like, it's much better. It's not as potent with the almonds, so I think I could actually make a drink out of this if it called for it. Normally, I shy away from anything that says amaretto, because I always think it's got a funny taste.
It really is nice stuff, just only a little bit of it.
You know, oh, I mean? Right. But, you know, I could say the same thing with Mai Tais. I might do one or two Mai Tais. They're super sweet. But after one or two of those, it's hard to stand. So... Because there's a lot of alcohol in them, but they're very sweet. And a lot of the sweet drinks, it's not like a beer. You can't have six or seven of them, besides the fact that you'd be dead.
Yeah, but it's served in a tiki god's head, and that changes the overall flavor of it.
Dude, if I get something served in a tiki god's head, I'll drink it. I don't need to order two. You can only have one tiki god. You only need one drink. I guess that's what I'm saying. So yeah, I think it's a good drink. I have a better respect for it than I did. I probably wouldn't order one in a bar still, even though I would know what to order now. I don't know, man. It's just a not... I don't. I just don't want to get beat up. And I...
Oh, God.
And I really... No, I really don't even go to that many bars. So
goes the audience that's like me. Which, admittedly, is probably just me.
Well, no. And, well, you listen because you have no choice. But... No, everyday drinkers. We're talking about anything you'd pick that you have. Most people probably have amaretto in their closet for whatever. I think it's one of those things you just have. It's like JD. You just need to have it.
I actually am going to try it on ice cream, just not tonight.
Yeah, probably not a good idea. You've already had a lot of sweet stuff. Another ice cream is probably not a good
idea. Yeah, I don't really want to wake up with night terrors, so I'll do that.
Is that cold what happens when you eat ice cream?
Cold breath!
Well, ice cream this late at night, yeah, it's just not a good idea.
This is normally when I eat ice cream. I guess maybe there's something wrong with me.
Yep,
you guess.
Okay, at the beginning of the show, we figured out
that. It has nothing
to
do with ice cream, by the way.
My bad. All right, well, you guys have anything else to add?
Well, actually, I have a question.
One question?
Seeing as how I'm not good at, like, thinking about how good things would be mixed, do you think this Di Sorona stuff would be good with a vanilla ice cream with white chocolate and cherries?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it sounds
good. Try that then.
Because one of the recipes said that it complements chocolate well, and white chocolate is kind of more, I mean, it's like dark chocolate, it's just different color. And we're not racist here, so white chocolate, dark chocolate, we're good with all of them. I don't know. White chocolate's a little sweeter, depending, unless you get American chocolate.
Totally different, but whatever.
No, I understand they're completely different, but they're the same. They're chocolate. They with amaretto, they're going to complement each other. I think
I understand
both,
they're completely different, but they're the same.
They're both chocolate, right? No, it's my way
I
of trying.
Look up chocolate on Wikipedia.
No,
and see if white chocolate is in fact chocolate, but different, but the same.
All I'm trying to do is I'm trying to agree with Doug, disagree with him without confrontation. Is that so hard to do?
No, you pulled it off beautifully. Well done, sir.
No, I understand they're different, but I can't.
Congratulate you on your ruse.
Can you tell me, Doug, that you would consider white chocolate and dark chocolate not to complement amaretto? Like one of the two?
No,
all right,
I'm sure
there you go.
Okay.
Well, no, I mean, that's you said it right. They would both complement it. They might just taste different.
No,
I think you should do that in immediately.
I've got a headache from the shit already.
Dude, you had what? One shot? You're going to be fucking kidding me.
Motherfucker.
Listen.
Boy, I can't wait for the pucker episode.
Here's the thing, Doug. You have to understand that what your body is trying to tell you right now is that you need more, right? It's the headache is in response to saying, dude, why the fuck do you stop? Stop that.
Okay.
Get on the shit. Get it in my body immediately. Stat. That's what it's telling you. Now, you don't have to listen to it, but that's what the hangover's telling you.
Isn't this the same kind of like patter you'd use with the ladies in college?
Well, that was just to get
you don't
them
have to drink this, but it's telling you it wants to be in your body.
So do I.
Oh, God.
Jeez. Pay no attention to the floaties.
Exactly. I have no further comments.
All right, I'm calling this one.
You call it?
So this is Derek Schomer for Dave, Doug, and our podcast producer, who is actually in attendance, Luke Lightall. You've just been buzzed by Everyday Drinkers.
You can reach us at everydaydrinkers.com, and I'm Derek Schomer, by the way. But other than that, I think you did pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good job, Doug.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Why was telling me to shut the fuck up?
I kind of liked being a member of the Showmers, though.
Yeah. Everybody's going to be a Showmer.
This is Derek Schomer, Dave Schomer, and Luke Schomer.
We are Everyday Showmers.
And here
brought
we
to you
do.
By Schomer Productions.
Where we do nothing but
a division of Schomer conglomerate.
And we drink.
Introduction not recording.
I was not recording a damn thing, but I am now. I try not to put like 6 hours in the front of it, that way Luke doesn't have to go and cut it.
Yeah, screw Luke. Oh wait, he's here.
Yep. Yeah.
There's a joke that hasn't been used yet.
Who's breaking
me?
Up?
Or who?
You are.
Me?
You're breaking up.
You can't just say you are.
Am I still breaking up? Hold on. How about now?
No, not so much.
No?
Should just chop a cable or something?
I just punched my computer.
Oh, that's a great thing.
Well,
sadist.
It's Mac. It should take it. If not, you know, whatever.
Actually, Max are pacifists. You really want to just take it out for a romantic evening.
That's true.
Or a black turtle.
Dave? 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 My link ain't big enough. Wow.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Hey, another confession. There we go.
Damn it, and this is recording. It's in the books. You did wrong, your CTs. Let me get, what did you spill?
Nothing.
Nothing being everything.
I didn't spill anything.
Okay.
I dropped the fucking...
It's only a problem if you just start licking whatever it is off the table.
All right, hold on a minute. Speak amongst yourself.
Okay.
Fabulous.
Yeah, well, so, you know, at least it only took, like, 5 minutes this time for Derek to start talking about cock.
Yeah. And poop.
I thought mostly you brought poop. Them up.
I don't think so, no.
Was it Derek?
I'm pretty sure it was.
Yeah, but I think he did it in style of something about bloodstained shit or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, bloody stool.
There we go. That's what it is. Just, yeah. Which conjures up just wonderful imagery, doesn't it?
I think from editing, I've learned to not really pay a whole lot of attention to it.
It's just a lot of stream of consciousness kind of things that occur.
Yeah. Ooh, I got a quick Derek impression for you. Oh, fuck, poop, ah, cock.
Dude, you nailed that.
Totally.
Just about two or three octaves.
Headphones
too low,
on.
But, you know.
All right.
Headphones on. Fuck. Cock.
It's like a Wonder Twins assemble or something, you know.
Shazam! By the power of Grayskull!
Basically, I mean, well, it's technically a toasted almond, right?
Right.
It's a pretty... His call just dropped again.
What the fuck? Kick his ass.
I'm pretty sure it's his fault.
I'm sure.
Probably.
Did he call me a son of a bitch? Or just
I just trying to flip up.
Outcry.
Flip up. I'm trying to find a flip up. Is he back?
Yeah.
Hey, dude, they totally hate when he says, every time he says tiramisu, you get dropped. That's fucking weird. Anyway, Dave, you were saying, we don't have to edit this, fuck that.
should I start kicking Doug off at random just for fun?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah, see, no. I was going to think that if you said tiramisu and then like kicked him but didn't tell us, you said, oh, we got dropped again, that would be pretty good.
The thought crossed my mind, but no.
Oh, did I tell you my father discovered YouTube? Oh, man.
How so?
He was like, oh, I got to show him this YouTube video. And he's like, what's this? I'm like, YouTube. He's like, is it just videos? I'm like, yeah. Of what? Everything in the world. He's like, so now he's like, oh, I was on the YouTube the other night. This is a lot of good stuff out there. Oh, my God.
I love
God.
It when people they preface refer to it as the something
YouTube.
Or other.
Oh, I do it on purpose now. It's like the Google, the YouTube. You got to put an article in front of it to make it sound like Leet.
Mm.
Yeah, it's Leet now. That's Leet speak now. Says me. I don't have a mute button.
I do. You should. I've been using it when I've been eating chips.
You're
well thought.
Yeah.
I see how it's gonna be.
I've been snacking on some hot wings and blue cheese chips.
Fucking tight. Shit.